No, it's illegal in San Francisco. I said, really? She said, yeah, vaping tobacco is illegal.
All right, San Francisco. And their pot, everything was more expensive there, of course, because it's California.
Can you guys hear me?
It's like four something. Yeah.
Crank that up and here we go.
Prime League Podcast.
Penny and 350 Productions.
Falling autumn leaves. It's gridiron time. As they face off in the league. Top hot New Guinea prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that backer receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker. The defense that grinds. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like this ball mine. Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure. Don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A team Cicito, huh? Team Aaron's we trust, a Tama Jammer, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Member Berries versus Clam Wallin, who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets, who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race. Fantasy football team versus Team Mimic Team Face.
Primetime.
Yeah.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Trucking our way right into the heart of the season. My name is Tim O'Halleck, owner of the fantasy football team, along with co-commission owner of the Member Berries, Jason Ryan, and League Commish, owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets, Shane McClain. We are here to bring you the Prime League Podcast, episode 1.9. And I don't know what it is about this week, guys. I'm freaking fired up. Freaking fired up, ready to go.
Oh, I'm more than ready. More than ready. I am back in action. My team is making moves. A whole new team coming at you this week. Getting ready to watch some football. I am ecstatic.
We're about to have some cold weather for the first time, too.
Oh.
Yep. A lot of stuff going on this week. All kinds of trades happening. I'm hyped, man.
Yeah. What's the weather going to be like this weekend down in Florida, Shane? It's going to affect my betting.
It's going to be a cool 85 degrees.
Okay. Any rain expected? We're going to get hit with some rain this weekend, finally.
We're supposed to have a little bit, so depending on where you're at, you might see some rain, but nothing crazy. Probably lasts like it normally does, about an hour each day. You can count on almost by your watch.
We have rain coming up, I think, starting Friday. Coming through again pretty heavy on Saturday. And then Sunday is supposed to be real cold, down to the 50s, I think, is the high. And it's supposed to be like one of the coldest days we've had so far this fall. So we got that to look forward to after 85-degree weather this week.
Summer is over.
A wise man. Wise man once said that summer is over, Jay. What you guys drinking on tonight?
I actually don't have any alcohol consumption for the night. Wasn't able to get it. Had to, rushing back from Ocean City on Monday. Yesterday was Tuesday, right? Yeah, yesterday. I'm still trying to reacclimate into normality here.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get any, so I'm just sipping on some ice cold tea.
So Tim has shrunk down. And
what's happening over there?
Sorry, guys. I'm drinking on some Yingling right now.
Nice. Does that make you shorter? I don't get it.
Those who can't see us right now, my head's just like kind of peeking in like a Mr. Wilson.
And it went down real slow, too. It's like you were like on an elevator or something.
Like, have you ever watched what was that Tool Time show with Tim Allen? What was the show? Home Improvement. If you ever watched that, the neighbor Mr. Wilson, that's what I look like talking to Shane and
yes,
and to Jay.
Can't see just the eyes. Just the eyes. I remember the first time we saw his face. I think it was the finale. It was quite the moment.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I don't remember seeing his face. I'll have to go back and try to find it.
I think it was only the finale.
Okay.
Yeah,
and his face looked real stupid. Actually, he was better behind the fence.
Weekly Review.
All right, so week four is officially in the books, gentlemen. Let's check in on some of the action. Tim, take it away.
Thank you, Jay. Grateful Zeds get back on track with a 102-91 win over In Your Girl's Guts. Zeds improves to 3-1, while Blackhawks drop their third straight, now 1-3. Team Aaron's We Trust is also on a three-game losing streak after falling to the fantasy football team 141-132. Aaron's now 1-3. Football team improves to 4-0. The too close for comfort game goes to Jimmy and Bryce. Dama Jama edges out Team Sestito 135-131. Dama has won three in a row, now 3-1. Team Sestito, without any luck, continues to search for their first win, sitting at 0-4. The largest deficit and lowest scoring game was the Sanford Waddle Rockets over the Member Berries 111-59. Waddle Rockets win their fourth straight to join the fantasy football team as the only unbeaten teams this year, both at 4-0. Member Berries are one of two teams still looking for their first win at 0-4. The highest scoring game was Let It Rain over Teamy McTeam Face 170-120, each team 2-2. Let It Rain evens their series up after starting out 0-2 on the season. And the upset of the week, Spider-Man Parts finding out new ways to win after losing Nick Chubb for the season. Spider-Man Parts beat Clam Wallet Scavenger 111-87. Man Parts riding a two-game win streak. Scavengers on a two-game skid, each team sitting at 2-2.
Nice. And let's go over the waiver wire. And first, we're going to touch on the free agent moves. On Sunday, Spider-Man Parts that we met dropped Devin Singletary and Baker Mayfield and added Kenny Pickett and Devontae Parker. Jason, owner of the Member Berries, dropped Marvin Jones Jr. on Tuesday to add Jonathan Taylor back to the active roster from IR. I myself, Sanford Water Rockets, dropped Elijah Mitchell to do the same thing with Saquon Barkley as well. Excuse me. For the waivers this week, Teamy McTeamface dropped Treylon Burks and added Jaleel McLaughlin for a whopping $56. Fantasy Football Tim dropped Broncos defense and added the Dolphins defense for $19. Snuck me out on that one, Tim.
You and Matt. Edged you both. By like $12, I think it was.
Yeah. Well, if I had any money left after Ford, I might have put a little more on him. But the Member Berries, Jason, dropped Paris Campbell and added Josh Dobbs for $10. The Grateful Zeds, Zach, added Matt Prater and dropped Jason Myers for $1. Clam Wallet Scavengers, Remy, dropped the Commander's defense and picked up the Lions defense for $0. I dropped the Chiefs defense for the Texans defense for $0. Jimmy added Devin Singletary back for $0. And then this is the juicy part, what I wanted to get to, the trades. So we had a good bit of trades go down after nothing for the first part of the season.
Yeah.
So the Member Berries and the Grateful Zeds completed two trades. The first was the Member Berries sending Tutu Atwell and Cam Akers over for Raheem Mostert and Garrett Wilson. The second trade was Jason sending over Joe Burrow and DK Metcalf for Gabe Davis and Tua Tagovailoa. Jay, you got anything to say about these trades?
Man, I'm super excited. I feel super confident about my team now. I'm feeling back in action. The trades, my quarterbacks have been letting me down all season. Joe Burrow, unsure what's going on with him. You know, thinking over it, after the first trade with Zach, he threw it out to me Monday on my way back. I saw it. Cam Akers has been nothing but a headache for me. He just has not been working out for my team. So to be able to move on from him, the week that Jonathan Taylor might be coming back, you know, he's back in practice. He's in pads. He's feeling good. He wasn't on the injury list. So that's a great first step. Unknown if he's going to play this weekend. But you know what? Again, just got to move on from Cam Akers. Tutu Atwell, I was a little hesitant on giving up because he's so young and he's coming into his own. But, you know, with Garrett Wilson might be having a down year with the other Wilson throwing to him. But he's still going to be one of the top receivers in the league, I think, going forward. And then Raheem Mostert, the fluctuation down in Miami is still up in the air, especially with Jeff Wilson coming back, who I do have on my team as well. I don't think he's going to do much, but overall, just super excited about my team. People are coming back from the injuries. I got some starters I needed. I'm so happy, ready. I mean, we'll find out how excited I am later in this episode.
I'm fired up, Jay. I was excited to see those. I feel like that you definitely improved your team with them, because as Shane stated earlier when we were talking in the group, that you were the only one being hard on yourself. Shane and I ranked you up there pretty high, so I like what you did. Had you not made those moves before we had these rankings come out, I'm sure it would have been a little bit different, but yeah, I like them.
Yeah, I kind of think I look at the Joe Burrow and Garrett Wilson, obviously different positions, but kind of same situation going, you know, in trading places, because Garrett Wilson, I don't expect him to do much this year, but in the future could be huge for you. And I kind of think the same thing about Joe Burrow. I don't know what's going on with the Bengals. I don't know if they're going to figure it out this year. And with his injuries and whatnot, I mean, did it last year, so you can't guarantee that, or, you know, be down on him necessarily, but he definitely has a bright future ahead of him. So going into a dynasty, I like the move for both teams.
Yeah, and I had to make a choice here with Joe Burrow and even DK Metcalf. I've had him on my team for a few years now as keepers. And I love DK. I didn't want to give him up, but I really needed a change at quarterback, and that's what I had to give up in order to get back to a so I think it puts me in a great position for this year immediately, but I also don't think it hurts my chances for future years. So that's, I think, fair trades for both sides. You know, I essentially took a lot of Zach's bench. You know, his team was so stacked, he just had so many people on the bench that I gave him different options. Not that they're bad options, but different options.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm talking to him earlier this week. I know his exact words were, "I'm all in on the Seahawks." So I know he was a big fan of DK coming over. So that was probably a big selling point for him as well. We did have one other trade, and it was also involving Zach. Because Grateful Dead's sent George Pickens to Let It Rain, Mike's team, and received Khalil Herbert on the return. I like that trade as well. It's kind of hard to say who comes out on top, obviously, but we'll see what happens there. You guys have any thoughts?
I think it's, you know, another fair trade. Your brother is a trade master. I think he's making good trades. They're fair for both sides, and they don't hurt his team. They give him room to improve in different areas of some of his weak points that he does have. So I like the trade.
Agreed.
Yeah, and you know how Zach said whenever he was on with us the other day, he likes the general manager aspect of this. I think it's a good move. George Pickens, a lot of question marks with the Steelers quarterback situation right now, so his value drops right there. But I see George Pickens, if he can keep his head on straight, because he has shown at times that he could be a little bit of a head case, but if he can keep his head on straight, maybe not with the Steelers. I think I've said this a little, a couple episodes ago, but maybe not with the Steelers, maybe somebody else down the line. He does have top tier talent in the league at the receiver position. So I think it's a great move for Mike. And I mean, for both of them, really, but I like the pickup for Mike, and his team's pretty stacked, I think.
Yeah, I think all these trades. You know, I think my team is the one most impacted by these trades. Zach's already been doing a great job. He's had a great season so far, and I don't think these trades hurt him in any way, because I was, like I said, I was taking players that were kind of riding his bench because he had such a stacked team. But this greatly improves a couple different areas on my side. So, and the trade between Zach and Mike, I don't see that impacting either team too much. It's just giving them more options. And I agree with you with George Pickens. Not only is his personality sometimes a little dangerous, say, but being on the Steelers right now in one of the worst offenses, it's hard to say where he's going to go. And the same can be said for Khalil. You know, up there in Chicago, another terrible offense, but they both have great talent that they really can pop off. All right, but so yeah, this next part is the first consensus rankings that we have done. So essentially, this is power rankings. But what we did is we each ranked all of our teams 1 through 12, and then we combined our results, scored them, and came up with a consensus rating ranking. So here they are. First is the fantasy football team. Tim, you know, looking back, you have right now the highest points scored. So yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say you're one of the toughest teams out there right now. Each week your team is going off. And number two is Shane, Sanford Water Rockets. Same kind of thing. Tim edged you out just barely of how many points you have scored over the season so far. And looking at both your teams, both dangerous, both doing really well. That's what I used to base off of my rankings. Personally, was just the tiebreaker of sorts was points scored in this case. Number three, we have Let It Rain. While he only has a 2-2 record, his team is on the upswing. He's lost close games previously. He's won two in a row. His team's on the upswing and coming back for it.
Actually has the most points in the league right now. He has 561.
Oh, okay.
So he trails him at 519, and then I'm behind him at 513, and Zach's right ahead of me at 514.
Okay, got it. I think when I was looking at the
weekend, pushed him up real far.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was looking at him yesterday, I don't think they had updated from week four yet. Let's see. Yeah, he does have 561, and he's well ahead of everyone else. That's pretty.
Yeah, I think they to update all of that and like your matchup stats and all that stuff until after waivers run.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, Jay. My apologies.
No problem. But yeah, four, we have Zach, Grateful Zeds. You know, we've said it all along since the beginning of this season. He had one of the strongest teams. He turned around the team. He inherited some good players, but he also made some great moves to improve his team. So Zach coming in at number four. Number five, maybe one of the biggest surprises, is Bryce. Bryce, who, you know, we kind of joked about not really paying attention too much in fantasy and losing interest, having a stellar year. Playing the game the way it should be played and doing it right. He's also at 3-1 right now, and he has 484 points. So, it's not only a points against, you know, he has a fairly average amount of points against him at 446. So it's not that he's just facing bad teams or bad matchups. His team is just solid. Number six is the Clam Wallet Scavengers. Remy, again, having a good year. His team is good. His running back situation is a little scary, minus the first two, but I think he's holding his own well. Number seven, Team Aaron Has Trust. You know, he took a big hit at the beginning of the season with Aaron Rodgers going out of his lineup, so still being in the middle of the pack at 1-3, his team is still dangerous, and he does have Aaron Jones making his way back town, getting back into the groove of things. Hopefully he has a better week this week than he did last week. Number eight, all the way out from Colorado, Teamy McTeamface, Jeff, looking good right in the middle of the pack. Ran into a freight train of Mike this week, with Mike putting up 170 points. Really doesn't matter how good your team is when you face a team that just goes off in a week. There's just nothing you can do about it. So this loss for Jeff, you can't hold him too much against. He still scored 120, but I mean, he was still outscored by 50, which is just insane. Number nine, Spider-Man Parts. Still squeaked out the win this week, even without his big hitter, Nick Chubb. That was a big hit to his team. Obviously, with a running back of his stature going down in a 12-team league where running backs are few and far in between, So hopefully he can stay, bounce back from that. Number 10, which surprised me, is the member berries myself. So in my rankings, I put my team last. I do feel extremely comfortable about my team now after the trades and Cup and Taylor on their way back. But I didn't want to seem too biased, so I put my team down at the bottom. Number 11, in your girl's guts. You know, we talked about it with – in the first week he had was great. He had a solid, solid first week. But I think what's starting to catch up to him now is just a few too many Saints on his team, where the Saints, they're not high scoring as of right now. So when you're starting two or three of players from the same team and they're just not scoring much, then, you know, your fantasy team by default isn't going to do well because the team in general didn't do well. And number 12, Team Sestito. Gave Tim quite the scare last week.
Hell,
best
yeah,
team did. In the league. Tim was shaking in his boots a little bit, but you know, his team overall, looking at his team, it's not great. His running back situation is pretty putrid. You know, it's rough. We thought he was going to take a running back in the draft a lot earlier after not keeping a running back. So. And I think that's starting to rear its head at this point. But yeah, those are our rankings. We'll do this, give you our thoughts on our rankings and our teams.
Yeah, his running back situation is not very good, as you mentioned, Jay. Javonte Williams, Denver running back, he's out right now. A.J. Dillon is his RB1 right now. And then on the bench he has Matt Breida, Devin Singletary. I think you mentioned those, but yeah, not looking good for the running back situation. And this goes all the way back to the draft, though. Whenever we talked about that, that's what he should have taken, the first two picks, and he didn't take a running back in either of those two picks, and you see what he's left with now.
Yeah, and that's just, I mean, I think running back is, in this kind of league, when we're 12 teams deep, you have to take some risk on running backs early because there's just not many powerful scoring running backs to going on all over the place. Running back is the hardest position to stabilize, I think.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to go into segment number two here. We have another special guest, another person from our league, Vincenzo Valente, aka Retardo Espucci, Vincent Vallone.
Does that really have to be my name?
What's up, Vinny?
What's going on, guys?
What up? What up? Haven't seen you in a long time, man.
Yeah, dude, I try, unfortunately, not to go back to Studentville at all.
I don't blame you. I don't think anybody does, actually.
No. Yeah.
No, not, yeah.
I mean, Shane keeps getting further away.
Well, that's
true.
That's mutual.
Yeah, I think we can all agree we're glad Shane keeps moving further and further away.
You guys are so rude.
So, Vince, how's it going, man? How you been? What you been doing lately?
Work. A lot of work.
And more work.
Logan's got football now.
Oh man, how old is he?
Yeah.
16.
Wow. Wow. Crazy to think about.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. He's a
just a little guy.
Almost taller than I am.
That's crazy, dude. Okay, Vince, so the elephant in the room last week was Christian McCaffrey, 48 points. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough. You did lose the game to me, but but seriously, that's a pretty stellar performance. How do you feel about your other running back though? You got an RB1, Breece Hall.
Well, I mean, they're not using him enough. I mean, think about the first week. He comes out and rips off that huge run against the Bills,
mm-hmm.
and then what, did he get the ball like what, three or four more times?
Not until the second half. Late, I think it was in the fourth quarter. They didn't give it back to him again until then.
Yeah, And then I guess he was nursing another injury or something like that, something small. But I mean, like, utilize him. If obviously Zach Wilson can't fucking throw the ball, mm-hmm. why can't you use your running backs? I mean, Michael Carter looks like he's upset over there too.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. And that brings me to a question I wanted to ask, and it leads into the Jets. You know, you as a Packers fan had to see another franchise quarterback go from your team to the Jets yet again. And then not only that, the fourth play of the game, I think it was, Aaron Rodgers goes down with an injury. And I think that kind of put the Jets into a scramble of what to do, and it really messed up their game plan, and now they're just trying to figure out what to do best. But kind of walk us through some of your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, not only leaving your NFL team, but really just not having him for your fantasy this year.
Well, I mean, it was probably just about time to let's see what Jordan Love's got. We've ran through this entire thing with Aaron Rodgers for years now. Keep getting the championship or to playoffs. I mean, it becomes stale. I mean, just like the Steelers fans right now, they're upset. I mean, it's become stale. So you got to, like, you know, part ways with some stuff to move on and see what you can see what you can get. And then about that, like, he was one of my keepers. Aaron Rodgers was. So, I mean, to lose him four plays in, it can't hurt. So I expected him to, you know, at least three touchdowns a game.
So how do you feel about Jordan Love taking over the Packers? What do you think his future is going to be like in Green Bay?
Well, I mean, you get week one, looks good. And then you get Detroit Lions or like the fourth quarter against Atlanta. Atlanta puts up 17 points, and Green Bay can't muster a fucking drive. And then the first half of DC can't get done. He's got like 50 yards passing. And then, you know, shows life. Well, a week before that, they're down 17. He puts up 17. I mean, it's up and down, mm-hmm. But we got first and second year receivers. Christian Watson's been out. Aaron Jones is out. I mean, if Aaron Jones gets the ball 14 to 15 times a game, usually the Packers are, you know, it's like 90% win percentage with Aaron Jones getting the ball at least 15 rushing attempts. So A.J. Dillon doesn't looks like a former shell of himself. Maybe he's upset because they were going to trade for Jonathan Taylor. I don't know.
Well, looking at your team, though, you got Brock Purdy that was on your bench, and he stepped up. He's torn up this year. He scored 26 for you last week. You got to be impressed with his play. And were you expecting it? I mean, even though he did really tear ass at the end of last year as well?
Yeah, I mean, I just picked him up. I mean, it was tough for me to do, like, all three of my fantasy leagues, I was bartending, so it was hard for me to do all my drafts. So, I mean, there's a few players I would not have liked on my team. I would have made a couple other moves, but I'm dealing with it. It is what it is. So, I picked up Brock. I just picked him up. I didn't draft him, so he was just out there lingering. I like Jared Goff too, so I got Jared Goff. I mean, I think either one of those two can give me some points and give me a victory.
Two high scoring offenses, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel your pain on the not being able to draft properly. That's kind of what happened to me last year when I was flying to San Diego, and the draft started while I was still in the plane, and I was scrambling through the airport and trying to get the rental car and get us to the Airbnb while the draft was going on. And the draft didn't quite go my way last year. But I guess, you know, that's part of the fun of it, is trying to get your team back in square motion and move forward. But I do think you have a really solid team that has a lot of potential with, I mean, McCaffrey, Samuel, Thielen. I think he's having a great year down there. I think Aaron Jones, if he can get himself healthy, is going to return to his former self. So
he said he's 100% for week five. Aaron Jones said he's 100% for week five. But I mean, like, San Fran's going against Dallas.
What Dallas team shows up though? You know, they didn't look too good last week. Week before.
They don't look too good at stopping the run game. So I mean, hopefully. But yeah, like you said, they're night and day. You know, sometimes the defense put up, you know, whatever, 30 points, 28 points. And then, you know, they just lose to Arizona.
Well, you got some young guys on your team, Vinny. What do you think about, like, Jackson Smith and Jigba? Obviously, he hasn't shown up thus far, but we are in a dynasty, so you got some hope with him. You got Breece, who we always spoke about, and I know he hasn't been utilized properly this year, but they did say, I think it was today they came out and said he was on a pitch count and that he wouldn't be on a pitch count this week. So we might be able to see full utilization out of him. Are you, him, Christian Watson, another young guy on your team, are you excited about these guys?
I mean, I actually drafted that. That was one of the times I could step away, was Jackson Smith and Jigba, because I was kind of hoping Green Bay would grab him when he was drafted.
That would be nice.
I really don't know. Like, just like Seattle was airing out the ball last year a lot. I don't know what's going on. Like DK just got his first touchdown, huh?
I think it was a second touchdown.
Second touchdown of the year? Yeah. Okay. Tyler Lockett, he doesn't look like he's balling like he usually does.
No, he had some flashes this week, but he hasn't been showing up like you'd expect.
I mean,
to.
I don't even know.
I think it's a rhythm thing.
I don't even know. I haven't been able to watch too many of see Seattle to see what Jackson Smith has even been on the field. But I mean, Christian Watson's been hurt again. I drafted him. I figured he would.
He looks like he's going to be huge. Something special if he can stay on the field, though.
Yeah, I mean, the speed. If he can, the way he came out last year, he was catching everything after that one drop.
Yeah. He had like a touchdown every four catches or something was his rate, I think, last year.
Yeah. He dropped that one big ball, and then Aaron just kept feeding him the ball after that. He was just getting wide open. I mean, I don't know. He's going to get on the field. He caught the ball away. He got a touchdown last week.
Yep.
He was only on the field like, I don't know, maybe not even half the plays. But we'll see. I mean, they're just young. Bunch of young receivers. Love's got a – I mean, I'm taking it as like his rookie year, even though it's not – I mean, Colin Coward just likes to shit on him and then bring him up and then shit on him. Like, that guy doesn't even know what he's doing. I don't think – how does that guy still just going in all day? He's like, yeah, Jordan Love's just a game manager. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, this dude's the franchise of the Green Bay Packers now, blah, blah, blah. And then comes out, has a kind of a bad game. He's like, yeah, he's exactly what I thought he was. Oh, I did. Colin Coward, what are you doing, man?
Vinny, you got Team Sestito this week. Right now, you're favored to win. Jimmy needs to fill his running back position right now. He's got Javonte Williams in there. I don't think he's playing this week, so he's going to have to fill that. But how do you feel about your chances right now? You're sitting at 1-3, and Jimmy's at 0-4.
Well, I thought I was going to be you.
I thought so, too. I was nervous. I was really nervous.
I was going to sneak back in there and get that. I mean, every week I think I'm going to win. I've swapped out a couple of guys each week, and it wasn't the right move. Aaron Jones, I thought he was going to They're like, he's back to play. He only got the ball five times.
Debo Samuel too. I mean, what the hell with that?
Yeah, he didn't get one catch.
Didn't get one target. Never even looked at him.
I don't know. He's another. They'll find a way to get him the ball. I mean, they didn't, he was frustrated. They didn't keep him around just to not get him the ball.
Right.
But I do have one thing to say. I am tired of these people playing fantasy football, and they're just not starting their people.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm in another league. I mean, the guy, I'm going to set this up, and all of us were all going to throw paying to play. And then I get it. I got the win, and the commissioner doesn't know why I'm complaining. I'm like, yeah, I got the win, but so is everybody else. This guy starts the guy 3 weeks in a row, and he's out. What's with that?
Oh, gotcha. So starting people in people are constantly in that league starting people that are out or who aren't playing that week. So it's technically just
– I get that everybody has jobs. Everybody has jobs and kids and work. But, like, everybody touches their phone all day. You got time. I don't want to hear no excuse like, oh, I'm working. This happened and that happened. You touch your phone every day. You have time to set your lineup.
Takes.
It's not like it's 3 minutes anymore and we're doing it by hand.
3 minutes is all it takes. Unless you got some major problems.
Not even 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out. And lineup. Boom. Oh, that guy's it. Done. That's it.
And done.
That's freaking it.
It reminds me of the episode of South Park whenever they go to the bank to deposit the money. And it's gone.
it's probably the most frustrating thing. And the commissioner just, freaking interval. Well, I'll just let it go, Vince. I'm not going to let it go. I message him every day through the app. You fucking suck, dude. You fucking suck.
So wait. Do you trash that, commish?
I trash what I think it was about a couple of years ago. Someone wasn't playing their players. I hit Shane hard.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I think I know who it is. I know. I don't care. Especially when you get down towards the playoffs, that really affects it. And that's what makes a lot of people upset. It happened a couple of years back, I remember specifically with a playoff game. And someone who's not in the league anymore did not set their lineup. So basically what happened was the team who did not set the lineup was playing another team who had to lose in order for this other team to make it. And basically, you have no chance whenever you're playing against someone who has not set their lineup in 10 weeks.
I mean, Debo was in. He got zero, but, I mean, he was in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as soon as if you start a person, it's immediately 0 points.
It happened to me the week before, Vinny. I had Ayuk in, and I did not know. I think he was a last-second bench, though. So I had him in, and then
No, I'm not going to give that. I'm not going to give that to you.
I didn't even know he didn't play until after the game was over.
Well, it's a good thing he's not our commissioner.
Not going to do it, dude, because I have Ayuk in two of my other leagues, and I knew.
Okay.
I knew he wasn't playing.
I would have got crushed for Akers the other week when he was a healthy scratch. Tim actually messaged me, I think an hour or two before the game started, that Akers was sitting out. Before we got traded to Minnesota. And at that time, I'm in the middle of the ocean with, like, sketchy Wi-Fi, and I didn't have anyone else even on my bench to even play. So,
yeah, both running backs and flex positions were already used, so he had nothing he could do.
Well, that's cute. You guys are, piggybacking each other, help each other out, dude.
I always message people whenever I see they have somebody on the bench or not playing that's
benched. He's out here floating through the fucking water, dude, and he's still getting fucking... Hey, bro, you better switch your guy out. I'm out here just sitting in my living room and ain't no one fucking telling me shit. He's out here fucking chilling, swimming with fucking dolphins, and he's still getting fucking help.
Vinny, I'm going to ask you to channel all your rage, and let's go ahead and trash the commish. What do you got? Hold on, wait.
He's a white trash.
All right, let's trash the commish, Vinny. What do you got for him?
man, what do I got? I don't know, dude. You know, just not enough phone calls. You know, he doesn't call me. He doesn't call me, talk about my team. You know, see how I'm feeling. You know, I'm a coach of a team, and the GM should be out there. You know, touching bases with all the coaches, make sure, you know, see how we're feeling. And there's just not enough love, you know.
I agree with that. Shane is why he's like Roger Goodell. You know, he goes for what's going to get him the most clicks and views, just like the NFL with Taylor Swift right now. Mm-hmm. Just, you know.
Oh my God.
He's riding the pop stars.
Yeah, dude, you're out here riding them 14-year-old girls, dude.
Oh my God.
Damn. What commission did we vote for?
I was just thinking of a nice Disney song. And it's with Baloo the Bear. How's it go, Shane?
Bear Necessities?
Yeah, it is. But instead, it's the Rape Accessories. And that's what you're doing to us right now.
Oh. You guys are...
just raping us, dude. You're wearing a tool belt, but it's filled with rape stuff. And you're just rape accessorying us right now.
This is slander.
My God.
It's the rape accessories. Rape accessories. Forget about your cares and worries, because here comes Shane.
Good God.
Vinny, thank you.
Yeah, so my bench is kind of beat. Yeah, but my kicker's, dude. My kicker's pretty spot on.
You got a matchup with Jimmy this week. Anything you want to trash Jimmy about while we got you on?
Dude, I can't trash that guy. It's too sweet.
Okay.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
I can't trash Jimmy.
Well, Vinny, thank you for calling in. I do appreciate it, even though you're a terrible person for what you just said about me, but it's okay. I'll get you back soon.
You called me, man. Okay.
He's right. I called him.
is that it? We're just
Yep.
Man, I thought I'd be on a little longer. You know, you guys should special guest me in the house, you know?
Yeah. I'm just in my like little entryway. I call it the stage. It's like a little platform looking over, not really looking over, but looking at my living room, my bar area. And
so when did you guys start this? Like, I didn't know anything about this. I don't really delve too deep into all the text messages because there's so many sometimes when I get to my phone.
So honestly,
I didn't even know you guys were doing a podcast.
We started. Well, thanks, Vince. But we started talking about it back in, I think it was March or April, and really started hammering away at it over the summer. And then we started our first episode was the right after the first preseason games, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. We didn't release them, but we did the episodes as practice. And then we released the first episode was the week, the Wednesday before the draft, the fantasy draft.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's been pretty fun. It's been pretty fun.
No, that's freaking awesome. So when, everybody hits the clicks for, they want the Italian Stallion, the Bambino, back on the podcast, you guys are gonna have to hit me up. You know what I mean?
You got it, man.
No doubt, brother.
All right, gentlemen, you guys have a wonderful night.
All right, you as well. Thank you.
Later, Vince.
Yep. Later.
And that is Vincenzo. What did you call? What was his name, Jay? Vincenzo Di Lorenzo.
Vincenzo Valente.
Vincenzo Valente.
I need to feel your energy today from start to finish.
Come on! Let's go! Let's go!
Let's keep this train rolling. Let's go!
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster?
All right, it's time to talk the Studleys and the Dudleys. Who's hot and who's not? It's master or disaster, of course. Timmy, you want to start things off for us today?
I sure will. All right, my master, Josh Allen orchestrated an impressive win and dropped a 48 burger on previously unbeaten Dolphins, while also dropping a 47 burger in fantasy, propelling him to a rather saucy win over In Your Girl's Guts. That was 320 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, but he's got to keep it going in London this week. Sunday matchup with the Jags. Can he keep it up? We will see. Josh Allen was my master from this past week. My disaster, Deebo Samuel. Disaster Deebo. He wasn't 100% last week. He carried the ball just 3 times for 6 yards. Wasn't targeted once in the passing game, all while playing 48 of 55 offensive snaps last week. He better get healthy for a primetime matchup with this week with the Cowboys coming up Sunday night. All right, do I go to my this coming week's masters and disasters, or do we whip it around with last week's first?
No, go ahead and finish it out. Okay. And do your upcoming games, and then we'll move on.
Coming up this week. Okay. I was wondering why I have this in quotes. Far back, my master is far back. It's what I'm calling Brian Robinson Jr. While I'm reading this, go ahead and pull him up on fantasy and look how far back he is in his pictures compared to everybody else. But far back, Brian Robinson Jr. from Washington, 45 yards and a touchdown in a great game against the Eagles last week. Thursday night with the Commanders facing the Bears, I expect him to be the workhorse and carry Washington to a victory, just like Ovechkin did back in 2018. Okay. Disaster this week is Lamar Jackson. The Steelers need to prove something, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And according to Coach Tomlin, it all starts at practice. I think the Steelers stifle the rifle and peg the legs. I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your Emmy cry, but the Steelers' D will fly so high. Lamar Jackson is my disaster this week. Guys?
Wow, I really don't know how to follow that up. I have no song prepared, nothing. You just put me out here on an island. Wow. But anyway, let's talk about your master for a second, Josh Allen. Almost outscoring my entire team. Mm-hmm. That was the state of my team over the past weekend. So disaster on a team basis goes to Jason, the member berries. All right, but let's go to the master of last week, David Montgomery. A week after he didn't play, Montgomery comes back with a vengeance, taking on the Packers himself. Wanted to take control of the NFC North. Just 36 carries. 36 carries in one game. He put the team on his back, as some people would say. 121 yards, 3 touchdowns, acting like he's on the Miami Dolphins, 2 receptions for 20 yards. His best performance by far this year. But Zach, I hate to say it, Gibbs has something to worry about if Montgomery is playing like that. Disaster, Raheem Mostert, following up a monster game in week 3 with 45 points. He fell well short of that with only 4 points. 7 carries for 9 yards, 3 receptions, 36 yards. He also had a late fumble in the game. Devontae Acne had only one more carry than Mostert, but outgained it by 92 yards and 2 touchdowns. While we can't expect 45 points or even 30 points a game, going from 45 to 4 is just pathetic. And if that's not a disaster, I don't know what is. Upcoming this week, Tim, you're going to like this one. Alvin Kamara, his second week back, he's fresh for the season. He's got his legs under him. He wasn't hurt. He's just coming off a suspension. New Orleans did utilize him often last week. I think the second week back, it's going to be even more intense. They're going to get him more and more into it. And he's going against a New England defense that is right in the middle of the pack. They're not terrible, but I think he's going to have some openings to have a big week. Disaster is Dak Prescott. He hasn't looked like a complete stud except for week 2 against the Jets. He's had solid games, but only 1 touchdown in each of the last 2 games, and that was going against Arizona and New England, who I just mentioned. Both have defenses kind of right in the middle of the pack. Arizona better than we all thought, but still not a great defense. San Francisco's defense, on the other hand, they're a beast up front. They're going to be in his face more than how to say this politely, more than Shane sees man's special parts in his face. I'll put it that way.
Hey, Vince all said day. That Shane rapes people, so.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's going to be under pressure all day. He's going to have things in his face. He should actually probably call Shane to get some advice on how to handle that.
handle the load.
Masters and disasters.
The sheer massive load.
Jesus Christ. All right. My master for last week belongs to our one and only Vincenzo De Lorenzo, Christian McCaffrey. This man cannot be stopped. He put up 48 fantasy points, which, of course, we already covered, but he had 20 carries for 106 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground. He also caught 7 receptions for 71 yards. That alone's another 14 fantasy points in our league. And then he had another touchdown through the air as well. He almost had a 5th touchdown, so he would have had even more points. And they just were like, no, we can't give that to you, Christian. He is unreal, and he looks even better than he did when he was full going Carolina, and I don't see that stopping anytime soon. He was built for the 49ers offense is what it looks like to me. My disaster for last week, Chris Olave. He supplied Wayne with all of 1 fantasy point this weekend. He had 1 reception for 4 yards on 6 targets. He was missed on a couple deep targets, and I'm afraid that's going to continue, especially if they don't get to whatever's going on with Carr's shoulder under wraps and resolve fairly quickly. Upcoming games this week, Masters, Kyren Williams. This guy's the steal of the draft, in my opinion, so far. He had 25 touches for 103 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground and added 5 fantasy points through the air last week. He has Philly this week, so maybe a tougher matchup, but I expect him to continue to produce once again for that Rams offense. My disaster for this week, Javonte Williams. We covered him a little bit ago. He's currently listed as questionable, but he has been disappointing all year long when he has been in on the action, that is. This year, he has a meager 38 carries for 138 yards and no touchdowns on the ground. He left the competition early last week with an injury to his hip, I believe, and his status is in question for this week as well. If he does suit up, they play tough. They play a tough Jets defense that I would not want to deal with given his performances thus far this year.
CMC is a beast, no doubt about it, but having to cover all those other weapons on the field makes it way easier for him, way too easy for him, in fact. 48 fantasy points, that's just crazy. Yeah, and Kyren Williams, where did this guy come from? And, I mean, he's just absolutely, done a great job filling in as Cam Akers leaves the Rams, so good job for him. And, yeah, Javonte Williams. It's not just him. I think it's that whole team. Just a big disappointment, top to bottom, coach all the way through.
Absolutely. And the one bright spot on that team, in my opinion, they don't even utilize Marvin Mims Jr.
All Eminem.
Yeah. King of the Hill. The Hill, King of 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 the Hill. King of the Hill.
All right, here we are at King of the Hill. And this segment is sponsored by Humphreys Homes. Don't forget about our partnership with them. Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty. If you're looking to buy or sell in the Columbus or Ohio Valley area, you can reach out to him on Facebook at Humphreys Homes or Instagram at Humphreys_Homes. With Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. So it is round 5 of King of the Hill. Our records are as follows. I am 5-0. Jason, you are 3-1. Tim, you are 3-1. Why don't we start things off with Jay this week? Who are you going to take?
Yeah, so last week I got another win under my belt. Had Zach over Wayne. This week I'm going all in on my team. Remy, watch out. My team is back. I'm back. You're done. Good night.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Tim, you want to take it next?
My turn. Okay. Well, after winning a championship a few years back, the member berries, they've fallen on some hard times. Injuries, holdouts. I wrote down Swami for some reason. I can't remember why, and it just completely caught me off guard. But injuries, holdouts, Swami, compiling a record of 6-12 over the past season and change.
Separate reason in there written separately, just Swami.
I wish you could see it. It's backwards.
With no notes just, to remind him.
Just trust me. It's just says Swami. I told you, man, I was on one earlier today whenever I was writing this down. Okay. They compiled a 6-12 record over the past season and change. But this week, guys, this week, we learned that unlike the Steelers, team owner Jason Ryan will make the necessary changes. The changes that are needed to turn a franchise upside down, around, back down, and up through the ground. With a couple of league-shaking trades this week, guys. And a couple of key players returning from his championship team from that team. If not this week, then very soon, I think he's poised to make a comeback, guys. They always say it's not how you start, but how you finish. And I think 0-4, I think that gets turned around this week. Are you guys ready for another upset? I know I am. I'm going Jason over Rem. Member berries over the Scavengers. You heard it here. Second behind Jason. I back you, buddy.
Remy,
let's go.
I hope you're listening, Remy. Because this is where it starts, and you better hope I don't win this weekend, because if I do, and when I do, you will not hear the end of it for the rest of the season, because I believe this might be our final matchup of the year. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Either way, if I win this weekend, be prepared.
I'll look into that for you, Jay.
I love it. Wow. I don't know if you saw my face, Tim, when you started talking and I knew where it was going. I was like, I can't believe he's picking Jay too. And you guys keep surprising me by not correlating your picks and ending up with the same one anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we have good taste, Shane.
Yeah. Well, you guys are both 3-1. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the commissioner. Surprising that you're 5-0. Shocker.
All right. This week, last week, I took myself over you, Jason, and walked away with the win there, so I did move to 5-0. But this week, I am taking Vince over Jimmy. So the streak of Jimmy being picked in the King of the Hill as a loser does continue. I did not do that intentionally, but
yeah, right.
that's where my soul was telling me to go. So I'm taking Vince over him this week.
Hey, when cookies crumble, you can't control where the crumbs go. They just go where they go.
I can't pull it up on my phone right now. I'm fumbling around, so we'll have to double check that. But I can't. Yeah, I don't know if you play Rem again or not this year. I was trying to see if Jay played Rem again. It'd be
go ahead and continue. I'll find it. I'm logged in right now. So let's see.
So yeah, it's funny. It's hilarious. I love it. And Shane, whenever I did see your face, and I was wishing that you made that face because you thought that, or because you picked Shane, Jason as well.
No.
Because then that would have been clutch.
Right, so I will record the picks and get them into our doc and update for next week, and hopefully I can create a little more separation by you guys picking the same player and hopefully losing this week.
Oh man, excuse me. You can find that stuff, Jay.
Yeah, so I just confirmed that I do not face Remy again this year unless we happen to meet in the playoffs. So again, Rem, you just put all your hopes and prayers into a little dream box, make your little wish, hope that it comes through for you, because I will be unrelenting if I get my first win of the week this week against you.
Keep it with you for a second, guys. I gotta go grab a beer.
Cool. So this is actually a perfect time to discuss some updates in the Dynasty realm of things. After some research and stuff that I was doing this week, Jay, and I don't know if you had a chance to look at the doc or not yet to see the updates that I was talking about.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I love them.
Awesome. Okay. So obviously next year we're moving to Dynasty, full on Dynasty. So right now we currently have 17 total roster slots. We'll be moving to 20, but there are some adjustments within there that I want to discuss. So we're removing the two slots in the defense and kicker, of course. And that takes us from 17 that we have now to 15. But remember, we're adding a second flex spot, so that brings us back up to 16 total. Now, the standard rookie draft in Dynasties, from what I've been reading and researching, is 4. So that makes sense with 12 teams and 4 rounds. That would be, you know, close to 50 rookie players that we would be in need to draft. So we're going to leave it at that for the first year and see how that goes. But we will be adding an extra IR spot with the move to the Dynasty. So that brings us up to 3, and that'll bring our total up to 21 roster spots, or 20 roster slots plus 3 for the IR, so 23 in total.
I love it. I'm excited for the changes, for us to finally complete our long road to Dynasty, getting rid of these worthless defense and kickers, and letting the real men control our league.
Listen, I agree with the kickers, but I like the defenses, and I feel like they can be a lot of times a game changer. The Cowboys won me that game last week. If the Cowboys put up an average defensive performance, I lose. They scored another defensive. I mean, you know what I mean? I just like how they can completely swing a game one way or another. But I'm not opposed to getting rid of them.
From season to season, though.
True. Yeah.
They can get terrible defense next year. It's not guaranteed, true. But it's not, as far as Dynasty goes, that's really what you're trying to gauge is long term.
Yeah.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
All right, let's start. Trash the commish. First off, Trash the Commish, sponsored by Greg's Eggs. Check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's go ahead and go to the phone. Trash the Commish. You're on the Prime League podcast here on live at 808. Who are we talking to? And let's trash the Commish. What you got?
Oh, this is Howie Feltabush from Flat Plains, New York. And I'm sick of the Commish. You know, Shane's the Commish. His brother's in the league too now, unfortunately. You know, their family is like a cactus. Their family tree is like a cactus. It's short, round, and full of prick. Shane. Shane. Shane's so fat. I mean, so fat. The sorting hat at Hogwarts put him in the pancake house. Oh!
I almost
spit. This guy's so big, it takes him 2 trips to haul ass. The commish, what can I say? He's like school on Sunday, no class, baby. I'll tell you, old Howie felt the push and glad that Shane's finally cracking some jokes back at everybody. But that's bold talk for somebody whose dick doesn't touch their underwear. Hey, calm down over there. Calm down, all right? I'm not done yet. And he might call me fat as a comeback. You know, old Howie felt the push. He's got a couple pounds on him. But I'm only fat because every time I stooped his mom, she made me a sandwich. Oh! In fact, if I want a comeback from Shane, I'll wipe it off his face. Speaking of Shane's face, if Shane's face was my ass, my toilet would break up with me. I'm out of here. Screw Shane.
Oh man, that was oh god, that was an ordeal. I feel like I've just went through something right there.
Oh god, no, oh, I'm hurting.
My freaking stomach and ribs hurt.
Your face is as red as your shirt.
My eyes. Hold on. Look at this.
Oh my God! In tears.
It's bad. I have to say, we've had some pretty good trash to commish segments here, but he came with the heat.
That one takes the cake.
Jiminy Christmas.
I don't even know if I feel like saying mine anymore. They're just stupid now.
He said if I wanted to come back, I'd wipe his face on.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, all right. Well,
oh, God. I mean, all right.
There's no point in trying to follow that up, but I'm going to throw a few out there. We have a returning customer. Edgar Allan Poe got back to me again, and he wrote another poem for Shane. Yes. Roses are red. Violets are blue. God made me pretty. What about you?
Oh.
Usain Bolt actually reached out to me too, and he said if you ran like your mouth does, you'd probably beat him in a race.
Oh man!
Oh! Another one just came in from Edgar Allan Poe. The last one for me: the roses have gone, the flowers are dead, the sugar bowls are empty, and so is your head.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Okay. Good job. Good job, Jagon. God, man. This one, this is all we got here. A listener says, from Princess Peach from another castle. Shane must have been born on the highway. That's where most mistakes happen.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Piece of white damn it. Trash. Hit the wrong button. Hold on. It's we gotta listen to it again. Trash the commish. There we go. Okay, now I'm complete. Okay, guys.
We need an extra trash the commish segment intro and outro after Howie came on and just laid loose into Shane.
Freaking Howie felt a bush. This family's full of pricks.
Man, that one started it off and just it only snowballed from there.
He texted me, he told me, he's like, I'm bringing the heat.
It's gonna be bad. He wasn't wrong.
All right, I'm good. Oh man. Don't forget, we are also on Twitter, and we need to be more active on Twitter. I've never posted anything. I get alerts all the time, and I gotta ask you something, Shane, in particular. I keep getting alerts. Hold on, let me read one to you if I still have it saved.
Okay, what the hell is happening to
you? No, I like get these random... Now, we're a fantasy football podcast, but this alert that I got earlier today, breaking: interim House Speaker Patrick McHenry orders Nancy Pelosi to vacate the Capitol office. Why am I getting an alert for that? Did you get the alert?
I have no idea.
Do you get alerts for it?
I think X is just fucked, man.
It really is.
Like, if I go in there and look at the notifications on the actual site, it's not notifications like pertaining to us. It's not notifications about people like sending things or anything that like half of the notifications are things that I've clicked to follow, which are other just fantasy football podcasts or like ESPN, CBS Sports, a few of those things. Mm-hmm. Everything else is just, I guess, like the top billed people on Twitter. So it's just whatever they're posting about or whatever it just force feeds you like the most popular people and posts into that notification. So even when I'm looking for something that matters in there, it's hard to find.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I don't know. That's hilarious though. Cause you get the emails, you get the notification, the emails, huh?
Yeah. PFF pro football. What is that? What is PFF?
Pro fantasy football, I believe.
Pro fantasy football.
Pro football focus.
Pro football focus. Fantasy football is what it is. That's what one alert is. The Nancy Pelosi thing, the running back waiver wire targets, Antifa member and vice president Dominic. You know what I mean? Like, it's stuff like that. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Supreme Court rejects the challenge to keep former president. What?
X is a mess right now.
It's a mess.
If there were was any other option suitable, I would much rather be on that platform. So I'm not the social guy, though. You guys are on, well, none of you guys are on socials, but I think you're more social on any type of social than I am, considering I don't have any. So if you know of something better, we could definitely utilize that.
The only thing I have is Snapchat that I open once every week when Tim sends me something weird.
Yeah, I Snapchat and I scroll through Facebook and just scroll for a minute and then move on. Okay, but yeah, we are on X, as Shane calls it, at Prime League Podcast. You can also email the show, primeleaguepodcast@gmail.com. And we are live Thursday or Wednesday nights. I think we're going to move it to 8 o'clock. I think we are all kind of...
Yeah, let's just keep it at 8.
Cool.
And it's actually at Prime League Pod, just at Prime League Pod on Twitter.
Sorry.
That's why don't be afraid to hit the likes and leave reviews on our Spotify's and our iTunes and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. What's that old Zune?
Zune, yeah. You know, Napster. You can try to download us on Napster. Although we prefer not to. We don't want you just stealing our stuff for free. Yeah.
All right, guys, anything else you want to touch on?
Well, you know, technically this is episode number 9. Next week is number 10. Will we do something special? Will we not? I'm going to leave that as a teaser. Listen in next week to see if we do anything special for our 10th episode.
A discussion will follow. Sorry, I hit that prematurely, but yes, a discussion will follow. Week 5 do kick off tomorrow night, Thursday night football. The Commanders hosting the Bears at 8:15. Again, remember, we're recording this Wednesday night, so when you hear this, it will be tonight at 8:15. Don't forget to set your lineups. Search Greg's Eggs YouTube channel, proud sponsor of Trash the Commish. Hit the subscribe button. And looking for a new home? Hit up Humphreys Homes with Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty. You're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. Humphreys Homes, the newest sponsor of Prime League Podcast. Again, follow us on Twitter, Prime League Pod. Email primeleaguepodcast@gmail.com. Live Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. And this episode will be available wherever you download your podcast from. All across the spectrum on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio. Go ahead and give us a search, Prime League Podcast. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else?
Good luck this week, Tim.
Good luck. Yeah. Here we go. Off into the sunset with Joe Budden.
Come and take a walk with me. I need all of y'all to come and take a walk with me. I need for all of y'all to feel what I'm going through and see what I see. If you got time and take a walk with me. Wait a minute, shit ain't like I thought it would be. Come to Jersey from New York with me. I know you're busy, but take the time out to walk with me. Pay attention on this tour with me. Maybe I'm seeing something wrong. Come along and make sure with me. Come and take a short walk with me. I'm seeing a couple things wrong with the way that I'm living, so come and walk with me. I just need a second opinion. I'll introduce you to my friends. I gotta see if you notice, if they loyal or if they all got an ulterior motive. See some snake niggas, me and them don't deal anymore. Ever since I got signed, I don't know what's real anymore. I'm paranoid, so excuse me if I seem to be nervous, but everybody from my past, now they trying to resurface, trying to rekindle. I don't think I know they go limo. I got cousins I never knew. They tryna pass me a demo. Maybe I'm wrong. Like I told you, man, I need your opinion. Me and them never spoke before, so I don't see what's so different. Dudes I don't know, they recognize me. Start extending their hand, and I'm tripping ready for beef when he was only a fan. Cause it's niggas in my hood, say they don't like how I'm reppin'. Let me know how strongly you feel. Will I be needing my weapon as some sort of protection?
Should I carry a pen and pad and ask everybody in the fucking hood for their suggestions? I'm letting the labels know that Jersey City is gifted when they ain't know that Jersey City existed. But it's cool, dawg. Certain cats in Jersey City so hateful, and certain cats in Jersey City ain't grateful. All they say is I don't chill anymore. Never since I got signed, they don't think I'm real anymore. I'm told I shouldn't be alone, cause I'm a star in my hood. Something might happen, Mouth. They know who you are in the hood, they do. So I can't tell you how I feel anymore. Never since I got signed, I can't tell what's real anymore. You feelin' me, dog? Take a walk with me. I need all of y'all to come and take a walk with me. I need for all of y'all to feel what I'm going through and see what I see. If you got time and take a walk with me, wait a minute. Shit ain't like I thought it would be. Come to Jersey from New York with me. I know you're busy, but take the time out to walk with me. Pay attention on this tour with me. Maybe I'm seeing something wrong. Come along and make sure with me. Come and take a short walk with me. See, to me it's heavy, but to you it may seem petty. Let's continue walking, I know you ain't tired already. I'll take you to meet my girl, I gotta see if you notice. If she love me or if the bitch got an ulterior motive. Why am I hated? Cause I handle my business. Ain't gotta look for a girl nowadays, cause almost all these niggas bitches. See them often while we walking, I show you the drug dealers. And some dudes that hate me, word on the streets is they real killers, dog. Where was the hate back when I wasn't on my feet? An alcoholic, school dropout, just a bum on the street. Where was the hate during my adolescence? Back when that psychiatrist was trying hard to get me on the manic depressants. My man, I don't recall none of this happening back then. And I don't understand, I was still rapping back then. So I gotta ride with a gun for trying to get my mom, pop up out of the slums and provide for my son. If you met my baby mom, would you notice if she was ready for a child or if her ass had an ulterior motive? I don't know what she's teaching Trey, but every day he get older and she's bitter. I feel like now that I'm successful, I owe her. Cause she would hold me so tight when I was ready to relapse. Tell me to relax, I ain't know no better, straight out of rehab. Bottom line, I was lonesome, but we was wrong for each other. Angie, I grown some. Got bigger issues. If we went to Def Jam, would you notice if they was out for my best interest? Or do they just see a dollar in Joseph? Guess I ain't sure how I feel anymore. Ever since I got signed, I can't tell what's real anymore. I mean, them same record execs that wanted me in. Don't care that I'm the next nigga, they just wanna see spins, I swear. Guess I ain't sure how I feel anymore. Ever since I got signed, I can't tell what's real anymore. You feeling me, dog? Take a walk with me. I need all of y'all to come and take a walk with me. All of y'all to feel what I'm going through and see what I see. If you got time and take a walk with me, wait a minute. Shit ain't like I thought it would be. Come to Jersey from New York with me. I know you're busy, but take the time out to walk with me. Pay attention on this tour with me. Maybe I'm seeing something wrong. Come along and make sure with me. Come and take a short walk with me. Come and take a walk with me. I need all of y'all to come and take a walk with me. I need for all of y'all to feel what I'm going through and see what I see. If you got time and take a walk with me, wait a minute. Shit ain't like I thought it would be. Come to Jersey from New York with me. I know you're busy, but take the time out to walk with me. Pay attention on this tour with me. Maybe I'm seeing something wrong. Come along and make sure with me. Come and take a short walk with me.
King of the Hill.